connect to anything that says anything against Molly with Children of the Universe. But I think that would have been a much better entry for the United Kingdom as far as Eurovision is concerned. Tal, you should have submitted it.
Are we talking about the song?
Yes. I mean, you know, you've got Molly and Children of the Universe. Don't worry, we will play it before the end of the show. It's something that's tradition before the Eurovision Song Contest takes over the whole airwaves. Sadly, Belgium actually lost out in the semi-finals. So a bit of a shocker there, but never mind. You know, it's, we have got Molly and Children of the Universe there. I still think Shine On would have been a lot better because it's got stars and all sorts of other magical things in that. But I suppose, Tal, you're not going to be putting in for the Eurovision Song Contest in the near future, are you?
Do you know what? I hadn't got it on my radar, but no. maybe you know, maybe it's an avenue.
Who knows?
You never know. You never say no.
Never say never. Jamais plus jamais, as the French might have said at some particular stage in their life. Shine On, what did we make of it? Rachel?
I liked that. Yeah, I did. That was really good.
Holly?
Yeah, I loved it. I really, really like the slide in your voice.
Oh,
I love that.
I feel like you're kind of slightly putting him in an awkward situation, because they can't really go, oh, it was, you know, that was crap.
Oh, they can, believe me. Actually, you know, we always have, honesty is always the policy we take, Tal. You know, fortunately, we have a garbage-free zone with yourself, as we always know. On safe hands. And Gabriella?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Great choice.
Happy banjo?
It's actually one of my... I think it's a really... sort of underrated song that on the album. It's just got a real kind of sense of euphoria, and for me, I really loved the experience of recording it with the gospel choir and the whole kind of intention behind the song, which was really just kind of this kind of idea of kind of seeing your own beauty, seeing your own strength and your own wisdom, and then that love being kind of reflected back at you by the man that you love or the woman that you love. And I actually wrote it for...
Or the panda that you care for.
Or the panda, or the turtle, or whichever species of animal we're... You know, so for me, I really love that song.
Have you done any artwork to accompany it? I saw on YouTube that a few years ago you did a lot of... Well, there was a lot of paintings and stuff to go along with your songs. Have you done that with this?
Yeah, so basically that's the way that I work. With all the albums that I've done, there's a piece of artwork that represents the song. And with this latest album, which is called The Banshee and the Moon, there's a black and white photograph for each of the songs, and that's what's at the exhibition on the 28th of May in London. There's the 14 pieces of artwork, and next one, each one, there's a QR code streaming the song that inspired that image. For me, it's very much kind of... And then the book itself basically narrates the stories behind the songs, and then the experience of crowdfunding the record, and really the kind of the very personal journey of, you know, creating the songs to recording to creating the artwork to, you know, to writing the book. It's a very personal album and project for me, this one.
And fingers crossed, Tallulah, Holly and possibly Rachel and Edwell and myself will be actually there to connect with you. I hope so. That's assuming the underground don't go on strike again. Who knows what could happen. Samantha Sheldon has just posted, what a beautiful song, with four exclamation marks.
Oh, thank you, Samantha Sheldon.
There we are, you see. It just goes to show happiness permeates even through the West Midlands. But it's time now to ask those last two questions. Holly.
Already? How could it be that already?
Life is like that. You know, in enormous, it's just time. We have Fionn Hill, who's currently, talk about inspirational, cycling from Miami to Vancouver. You know, pedalling away like a Belgium soul would. You know, cause that's what she's doing. So we'll be going to Fionn. Then we have Ilana Rain, because obviously we've got the wonderful excitement of the roller disco bikini sort of folk. But...
What?
Yeah.
It's on Facebook. Watch it.
I'll share the link. You can actually it's something to look forward to. Tara Bennett enjoyed it, I think. Holly, go for it.
Have you had fun talking to us today?
Of course I have.
And would you like to come back soon?
Yeah.
Yay! A round of applause for Tallulah Randall. Yay!
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want
say white, you say bar, I say bite, you say shark, I say him, and Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce,
you say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
You might still think, well, that's time to actually cue Fiend Heel. But no, we can't, because obviously we're just getting voicemail.
Oh, maybe she's cycling still.
Good point, Gabriella. Always,
maybe she doesn't want to take a break.
Exactly, she may not. Well, we might just have to leave a voicemail to see if that will actually connect with her and see if that actually works. If not, we actually have to remind folk that tomorrow morning, between 8 and 11, what will we be doing, Rachel Warren?
We'll be at the BG Morning Tweet-Up.
We will be at the Big BG Morning Tweet-Up, doing all sorts of marvellous things as far as that's concerned. And that's the Bishop Gross Test BG Morning Tweet-Up at the Lincolnshire Showground. Are we getting the voice?
Please leave your message.
Yeah, we are, you see. So, well, never mind. We did it with Tallulah Rendell a couple of weeks ago, so why shouldn't we do it with respect to the whole thing? Are we getting a bleep now? There we are. So, this is Alex Levchuk and...
Gabriella Peralta.
And...
Polly Parker.
And...
Rachel Warren.
And we know, Fiend, that you're probably devastated that Belgium have actually dropped out of the Eurovision Song Contest. It's enough to make you cycle off to... Exactly. It's a tough call, but still. It's a song called Mother as well. But didn't manage to get through the semi-final, so that's the way
it is. Upsetting.
Upsetting, but not unexpected. Let's face it.
Burn.
Nevertheless, we wish you well on your cycling routine, and I'm sure we will connect with you again in the very near future. People need to know, where are you? Did you get through Illinois? Did you get through Kentucky? You know, are you heading in the right direction? Have you decided to actually go all the way back? You know, is there friction? Anyway, life continues, and obviously, is it Lycra or is it other sort of techniques that you actually use to hold back on the chafing? Critical questions. Meanwhile, here's Joni Mitchell.
It sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you.
Splendid. California, Joni Mitchell. Perfect resume for somebody who's actually made the journey from East Coast to West Coast. And yes, it's time to go.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Dear Ilana Rain.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
It's Ilana Rain's birthday. Just, you know, sharing the kind of Taurus star sign that in fact Chilpack Hollywood was born under 7 years ago. It's a strange and wonderful world. Happy birthday, director extraordinaire Ilana Rain.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much, and I can't think of a better way to spend my birthday morning with you talking about wonderful things.
Yeah. Penny Evans obviously concerned about Fien Heel. She was in Illinois on May the 4th, according to her Facebook page. Hope we get in touch with her. I don't... Listen, Penny, we've left the voicemail message. We can't do anything else. If you've just tuned into the programme, you missed Cameron Tilbury from Nashville, Anna Lewis from Jersey, Dr. Irving Winkel. Finkel, in fact. Sounds like a Woody Allen character. Best not say that in the introduction on Saturday. Talking about the Ark before Noah. Tara Bennett, of course, East Coast editor for SFX magazine. Actually, Tara Bennett stepping into the fine shoes and the vacation that Ilana Rain left on the East Coast when she moved East Coast to West Coast. So, interesting line. Yeah. Tallulah Randall, of course. And now Pièce de Résistance, talking not only about bikini discos, but I know Phil Linus wants to talk about your role as a producer from the point of view of the Lady Killers. Otherwise, he'll never forgive either of us, Ilana.
No, that's right. Yes, you know, after 7 months, Phil and I, we realized that a face-to-face was necessary.
Yes.
After, you know, communicating telepathically and through you, it became a little, you know, inconvenient to have our feedback go via the UK back to California, considering we live about a mile and a half away from each other. So this is a little more efficient. And, you know, it was just a really interesting and fascinating meeting. When you get two directors in a room talking about one of the other person's work, there's a level of energy in that room that I believe actually has an impact on the space-time continuum, because I was there for 12 hours, and it felt like it went by like that. So truly, we had experienced a time warp. And his new film, The Lady Killers, is not sci-fi. So I was especially intrigued by that. And it was really good, I got to say. I can't say too much about it, but it provoked a lot of conversation, and I think that's part of the responsibility why we ended up actually talking so long. It wasn't all about the film, but it put us on several different tangents that are all connected to the themes we've been discussing all year with you, Alex.
We like to feel in some small way, Ilana, we help connect directors from the creative routine. And as you said, an impact in the space-time continuum. Well, let's face it, that's what we try to do every Wednesday and Thursday morning on the Midweek Drive. Isn't that right, Rachel? Exactly. Yeah, this is a fringe would have to say that. Yeah. What's that Zeppelin doing up in the sky? Oh, sorry, we've just crossed over into an alternate universe. Hey-ho, life continues. And, of course, a reminder, you can still, I think, support the Lady Killers by going to theladykillersmovie.com, and you can support the post-production side of things that's there. So it's not too late to actually help with crowdfunding and develop that interesting impact on the whole system. Holly, have you looked up The Lady Killers, the movie?
No, I haven't. It reminded me of the Tom Hanks film with the same name. I'm really worried.
I went through the same kind of procedure, and Phil Leonis, the Leonis Meister, put me at my ease by saying, no, nothing to, nor indeed the Alec Guinness version, the earlier, no, neither of those.
I like that one.
Because unlike The Lady Killers, it's The Lady Killers. Killers, not The Lady Killers.
Right.
Critical.
Okay.
Unless you actually have that particular perspective, as I'm sure, Ilana, you'll confirm, you could end up in all sorts of bizarre scenarios and suddenly find Tom Hanks emerging, like some sort of character from Big or Apollo 13 or Forrest Gump. We don't know what's going to go on with the whole system.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the least of it. I mean, if you just, like, mistype one letter in Google, you could end up with some naughty pop-ups just testing your computer over and over again.
Exactly. So I think we were getting into the Dick Van Dyke aspects coming across there. You naughty pop-up girl. Exactly. It's the bikini disco. I don't know.
I post these wonderful ladies doing bikini roller disco pretty much so I can just hear you say bikini roller disco over and over and over again. Can you say it one more time? Come on.
For you, Ilana, bikini roller disco.
There you go. See, I'm just trying to spread a little sunshine in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Listen, I'm available for weddings, bar mitzvahs, or any time you want a British accent to actually come across and say bikini roller disco, then Alex Levchuk is your man. Rachel will obviously take 10%, possibly 15%, I don't know. She works on an interesting sort of agency fee. Heaven only knows what the Gibraltarian equivalent is concerned. Anyway, Elana, before we move on to offering up Molly with Children of the Universe, this year's entry for the United Kingdom into the Eurovision Song Contest, have you got any thoughts and ramifications and director's notes on what you've heard on this midweek drive, the first midweek drive of May 2014, Anno Domini, 4,000 years after the first Ark was built, or thereabouts?
Yeah, wow. Well, yes, this whole stuff with the Ark and Noah, I mean, we can get to that a little later. I was definitely intrigued by these fandom books. Tara, I believe, is on the Fringe book. That, right, you know, it brings me back to basically what set me on this path for making these narratives. Film sci-fi. It's my film We're All Cylons, which is about the fandom and about the obsession of that one can have towards a show. And that's, you know, I needed to explore that through the film. And I remember, you know, what I was experiencing as a fan of that show. There was a feeling, a tangible shift in my energy when I would say, want to buy an object related to the show. There was something that transcended it just being like an object that you might feel, you know, you want to decorate your house. But because it was connected with the show, it had this life force. So I was intrigued by the thought and care that goes into these books. And also from, you know, a fan's point of view and all the fans that I interviewed, how meaningful these things really are to the life of the show and to the meaning of the fan, because it keeps giving. So I was especially intrigued by that, and I wonder if there are other shows that sort of on a personal level made her feel like she wanted to devote this time to that.
I think that's fascinating. I mean, let's turn back to Rachel, because obviously, Rachel, you are the fringette in the studio. I mean, I agree with from that sort of perspective. You know, how do you feel about sort of actually holding the book that Tara has written, and are you feel part of that whole system?
It's brilliant. It's this book's especially interesting because September's notebook. September being one of the characters, he's always a bit questionable. You're not quite sure what he is, what his motive is, or so his notebook is quite interesting because he can experience life from all perspectives. So,
and at the same
brilliant.
Time.
And at the same time,
exactly. He sort of has the beginning, middle, and end of the show. It's truly uniform cosmology.
So who is September?
Ooh, an observer from the future.
Yes.
To be simple, to be put. So he can actually sort of fold space and move in and out. And has a bit of a tragic ending, spoiler alert. But, you know, it's a heart-rending ending, I think.
It's a heart-rending ending.
I take it then, Elana, despite obviously your fondness for Battlestar Galactica, you've never actually taken on board the J.J. Abrams Fringe series.
No, I have not, Alex. Okay. You see, I actually made a pledge on the last episode of Battlestar Galactica that I was canceling my cable, and I did.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a real special mindset to get into an episodic series for me. I have to be very careful about what I take in, and I can very, very easily get sucked into a world in an episodic drama. You know, I mean, they make jokes like, oh, they, you know, watch 9 episodes in a row and you keep it on. I mean, it's really, there's like a very addictive quality to it, which is a real rush, and it's a physical and mentally all-consuming thing. And I have not found a show that's replaced BSG, but you know what? I'm not even trying right now. And living in Hollywood now, it's a little tough because I am watching shows, just excerpts here and there for casting purposes, and, you know, just to pretend I'm on top of certain things that I might not really be. But, you know, it's all consuming, and it's almost like a loyalty. I mean, I feel like I'm in a monogamous relationship with BSG.
So my possible pitch to you, Elana, which you can take to your next producer's meeting and gathering of Battlestar Galactica with bikini roller disco girls, you know, is that you think that's got mileage, do you think, you know, possibly, you know, the bikini?
Oh, absolutely. And okay. I'm working on a very top secret side project with my producer, Stefan, which is basically, you know, something that involves the keys and high fashion Nazis, but, you know, they're not going to be really referred to as Nazis. You know, it's also sci-fi, so we can't go into real details about it, but
the
point is, bikinis will give you traction in a whole other market. Just lay on the bikini. On top of your ideas and
And here was I thinking, as Fiona Moore once said, any movie with a shark in it has basically got her vote as a success. anyway, this is brilliant. Back to the Eurovision.
We can work the shark in. We can work the shark in.
I don't really thought so.
Bottles of water, which are by the beach, which, you know.
Molly is this year's entrant for Britain, Wyoming, 12 points, or nul points, depending on how things are going, in that event called the Eurovision Song Contest. It's being held in Denmark, and she's come up with a little number entitled Children of the Universe. Interesting enough, I mean, Denmark have actually come up with a wonderful thing called Cliché Love Song, which has the lyric Scubba Dubba Dubba Dolly Day, which is wonderful, which is nice from that point of view, but this is Britain's entry. I'll go on record as saying I don't think it's going to get higher than 16th, personally. I really don't.
It's better than the past?
Yeah.
I've got to say, I prefer it to Engelbert Humperdinck. Not that there's
anything
wrong with that song. It was just not quite Eurovision.
Engelbert's not quite Eurovision. No. Go along with that. But really, we need to know what Ilana's view is on this. So are you ready for Children of the Universe, the official entry for the United Kingdom in the grand event of the Eurovision Song Contest 2014? Are you ready for this, Ilana?
I don't know if I'll ever be ready, but bring it on.
I've been tired of this thinking.
Yes. Quite apart from that, everyone has to say it's about the third time I've actually heard it. Whoa.
My first impression is that the Sumerians could have used that to help with their ghost problem. But, you know, no, really, honestly, Alex, Eurovision has always been this extraordinary cultural phenomenon, which is a divide that I can't really cross. I don't know if I have the tools to comment on Eurovision. I mean, Children of the Universe, it's a great sentiment. I mean, we are. I kept thinking Children of the Corn.
Yes.
Sadly, I replaced corn with universe. I wish her luck. It's a beautiful sentiment, and if it brings more peace to this world, then I say good for her.
I think that's probably the loveliest sentiment we've actually heard. Certainly far better than Graham Norton's line, I feel, you know, in terms of the sister, which, as you said, Holly, was, could you not have done better? You know, just please, you know. As Molly Smitten Downs, hyphenated, has said, I'm not looking forward to the points reading out. I do think that that's going to be the worst bit. She then goes on to say, if anyone gives me nil points, I'm going to go berserk. I'm going to trash the green room. So it might be worth tuning in as far as that's concerned. channel that sort of tension. You know what you could sort of head off to, basically, but still. Molly Smitten Downs.
I mean, you know, it's hard. It's hard sometimes. You know, we want to sound like we have something of import to say with critical analysis. And, you know, we've got these reflections on contemporary culture. You know, you play a song and you're supposed to immediately have a response and a knee jerk. And I don't know how fair that is. I don't know how fair it is to make these snap judgments beyond a feeling of what we have. I mean, I know if I heard it play on a radio, I would probably flip the station immediately. But then, you know, I listened to this whole song because you played it. You asked me to consider it.
I did.
And I think this brings me up to something. I find social media a really wonderful way to explore these ideas. Like, I posted a video on my wall the other day that I deliberately put up because I knew that several people would find it flat-out offensive, and several people find it funny, and several other things. But, you know, to start, I was curious about starting a discussion, and, you know, let's examine it. You know, even if you don't like it, I think what's important is the dialogue that we have together, and that's free to express that in a civil way, and we can do that on a micro level with our own group, with our own extended circle of friends, and that can expand on a global level and we can discuss things globally in a reasonable way without knee-jerk reactions, you know, and the metaphor for that would be, you know, dropping bombs that countries do. So, you know, I appreciate Children of the Universe. Do I like it? No. But do I appreciate it? Yes.
Cue the universe.
Before this odyssey ever began, there was you, your best friends, and wide-eyed curiosity among you about who would be the first to leap, the first to forget, the first to kiss, the first to tell, the first to fall, the first to get back up, and the first to remember that it all began with a dare to love in spite of it all. Is that you, Murgatroyd? I remember the glint in your eyes, all three of them, the universe.
Oh, Murgatroyd. I remember her well. Anyway, moving on. It's just a way of actually sort of bringing us around to a little bit of extra special reality as far as the Midweek Drive is concerned. Penny Evans would like to say happy birthday, Alana. So looking forward to seeing the Lady Killers with Phil, Dean, Lily, and the rest. So great news there from
you. Yeah. But, you know, I gotta say, I think Phil would actually serve the project well if he added as a perk a special viewing the way I had the privilege to view it with him. And at first he might have been a little freaked out because literally it was on for about 10 seconds. I said, wait, stop! Oh my God, we got to talk about this. And he was game, and we just kept talking. And that's what I mean about the discussion, the cultural discussion, and to take the time to look at the work that's being done outside of the massive studio system, to look at the independent artists and filmmakers who are really doing thought-provoking work and important work for our culture while still being entertaining. And I'm convinced that The Lady Killers is going to fit into that category. And I'm so excited to, you know, give more feedback and to see the finished product.
And I see, Gabriella, you do like Penny Evans' line with respect to always a happy panda. Oh, wonderful, Zion. Yeah. I mean, I should like that as well. sums the whole thing up in every way, shape, or form. You couldn't wish for anything better. In fact, I shall share this using the social media, so you should be able to actually pick this one up, Alana, in terms of the timeline that's there. For me, it just sums up this particular event of May the 7th, 2014, superbly. Marvellous. Well, what can we say now? Rachel, any questions for Alana Rain about, you know, life, the universe, or indeed the 7th anniversary of Chillpack Hollywood, the podcast, which is available now for download in all sorts of exciting things?
Oh, I don't know. Just happy birthday once again. And are you doing anything? Yeah, are you doing anything nice for your birthday?
Am I doing it? Yeah, well, I'm actually going to be going to a concert later, some cool psychedelic heavy metal hybrid thing going on here in L.A., sort of a mystery what exactly it is, but I'm excited about that. And
who's playing?
Some cool psychedelic heavy metal kind of thing. Listen, you've just come away from McBusted.
McBusted were good, don't mark.
You said McBusted.
They were awesome. Oh, really, really cool. Anyway, sorry, back to the psychedelic.
I actually have to work quite a bit today, so I'm going to just try to get some of that done. And, just enjoy the beautiful weather and day. Sadly, I can't go to the beach and watch the roller skaters today, but I'm going to do it.
There'll always be time for those bikini roller disco babes, I'm sure, in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
It's always important. Gabriella. Any sort of final thoughts with respect to Alana as she heads off into the distance? I mean, hopefully we've helped her day start off well in California.
Yeah, is anything special happening for the 7th anniversary of Chillpack Hollywood?
It's already online.
Oh!
Very exciting.
No, it's already online.
Yeah, I don't think Alana was actually part of the initial routine, but, you know, probably because she wasn't available, the invitation didn't get there, but it's superb.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, Phil and I have a wine date set up for after this, so, you know, we'll celebrate in our own way. I was trying to get those guys to do another 24-hour marathon.
Or 25 hours this side.
Charity.
28 hours. We saved the world, Alana. That's the important thing. Cameron Tilbury.
Alex, we're children.
Children of the Universe.
Children of the Universe. Sorry.
Good rendition. Yeah. Maybe you should have entered your X Factor.
Please. Yeah. No. Cameron
Tilbury. Maybe that'll be the season. That could be the season. Our next marathon.
Anna Lewis, Dr. Irving Finkel, Tara Bennett, Ilana Rain, and Tallulah Rendell. Thank you. Ilana, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
As always, thank you, Alex.
And you'll be back very quickly. It's been superb. Will you be back again very soon?
Yes, I'd love to.
A round of applause, a birthday round of applause for Ilana Rain.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.